Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Do you enjoy comedy bits from the Bob and Tom Show? Well, this is the podcast for you. It's the Bits and Pieces Podcast.
Welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. You're here with Jason Hofsetz, Jess Hooker, Jessica Alsman. I'm Willie Griswold, and today we're talking the backside of comedy. What's your guys' favorite one? Smartass, dumbass? How's your ass been? Do you have your favorite ass saying, if you will?
Yes, I do. It's funny you say that. My favorite is just the, if Jess tells me, hey, you like that thing over there, you bet your sweet ass.
That's a really good one.
I love
one.
The you bet your sweet ass.
That's a good
I don't
good
know
one.
Where I got it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's my one of my favorite sayings.
That's good.
It's real fun. I like jackass is such a powerful insult.
It is.
Like, there's like MF, there's S head, but if you hit jackass and you hit it right, you can tear somebody's day down.
Yeah. I'm confused with what the theme is. Are we just using ass?
I think it's just butts generally.
Are we talking about butts? Because if you call someone a jackass, are you talking about jacket? You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Are you saying, hey, you're a jackass, you're a turd, or are you name-calling, or are you commenting on said ass?
I think jackass comes from donkey, right? You're calling him dumb as a donkey, kind of.
It's a, you know, like if you said the word listen before jackass,
yeah.
you mean business.
Oh, right. Hey, listen, jackass. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Would you say, listen, caboose?
No.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't hit as hard.
I'm missing the theme of the show.
It's butts. We're talking the backside of comedy.
Yeah, so I think like I know that if Jason did something that I thought was funny and endearing, I'd be like, you jackass.
Yeah.
Right? So, or you could just be like, you jackass.
Yeah. Really powerful. Yeah.
You're a butthead.
See, I'm with Jess actually on this one. Butthole. Always butthole.
Okay.
That's my favorite. I know it doesn't even like keep up with what we're doing here.
No, it's part of the butt.
Yeah.
It's right in there.
You're in first grade, second grade, butthole is fighting words.
Yeah,
for sure.
That is.
You get called that on the playground, you're done for. I'm kicking your ass.
Yeah. Ass hat's a good one.
Ooh, ass hat's real good.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little giggly because I'm imagining myself beating up a second grader right now. Yeah. I'm just having a little bit of fun in my head. I'm not gonna do it in real life.
What is the worst name you and your brothers would call each other? Was there something that wasn't even that bad, but for you guys, like, it was your go-to?
Every name in the book. I mean, we were just like little fat kids, so we just call each other fat all the time.
Right.
The best story about that, one time me and Charlie are coming back from the doctor, and we just got our health charts. Here's your BMI. Here's whatever.
Right.
And Charlie called me fat, and I go, whatever, Charlie. I'm only overweight, and you're obese. And I like really hit it. I hit it as this insult. Like, I was only not obese because I was like an inch taller or whatever it was.
Right.
But yeah, dude, we would go like so deep. We would go low.
You cut for the quick when it's your sibling. It's a whole nother thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't recall Charlie ever being obese. I mean, come on.
Well, he grew up. The thing that he shot up so fast, he was just chock full of hormones, that kid.
Yeah.
And he got so tall, so fast, that there was a time where he had some baby fat that he had to stretch out.
Right.
And me, as a caring older brother, decided to take that opportunity, to ruin his ego and tear him down a few steps.
Right.
Because that's what family does,
right?
Yeah,
that's our job. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but he was always a tough kid. Charlie, like when he was in when I was a senior and he was a freshman, we were the same size. Maybe he was bigger than me, like taller and stronger than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, always a tough kid, always a bigger kid.
Did you guys have any classes together?
No, that never happened.
Yeah,
that would have been tough. Like seniors and freshmen don't take that many classes together. Yeah. Like maybe some random elective we could have.
So yeah, my kids are senior and sophomore, and they're in an art class together.
Very cool.
Yeah, so like that's the best part of Addie's day. I don't know how Max feels about it.
But, I'm sure.
And her going Max and waving across the room. So you know,
I'm sure he's happy to have his little sisters back.
Yeah, but hearing those two call each other names always makes me laugh. I could never yell at them or get mad at them because they very rarely fight. So when somebody says something to the other, it makes me laugh. Addie's big thing right now is she'll just stand in the way. Like he'll be doing something and she'll just stand in the way. And then he'll like,
that's power move.
And yeah. And then he'll check her and it's just like, hey, everybody. It cracks me up. Like no words. No, not a lot of name calling, but when there is name calling, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets brutal. But yeah, I just to go back to the original thing, I love a good Jackass. That's all I wanted to get to for the little intro today.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jackass hits really, same with Idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You can really hurt someone's feeling with Idiot if you need to.
Yep.
If you hit it right. You don't always have to go for the Fs. You don't always have to go for the S's.
Yeah.
I think the use of fat ass is something you do with your, with your buddies about someone. You never say it directly.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, you know, Josh is a real fat ass.
Oh, you
know? I'm just saying.
No, yeah, I guess you could. Like,
but you don't say it to him.
Oh, no, sure.
Yeah, or, yeah. I mean, or like Jess was saying, like she's got a fat ass. Like,
yeah,
that's
sure.
I'm kind of trailing Chick here a bit when he talks about Tom, when Tom is talking about people. Hey, look at that fat ass.
Yeah. How Tom would do it. Yeah. I get that. Ass clown.
Ooh, ass clown is great.
Stellar.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing at the circus over there, ass clown? Yeah, you know?
I'm forgetting the best elementary school one, but Munch.
Ooh, oh, yes. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's solid. Which now, that's sort of not even an insult because all the kids love ass eating so much. So now it's kind of the most popular. Thing.
You know what? We used to call butt face a lot. Instead of butt head, it was butt face.
Butt face.
Is that short for butter face?
No,
butt face. Okay. I think a lot of these, when the butt ones for me came from Bart Simpson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
He was really big with those. Yeah.
And his butterfingers.
Yeah. And butterfingers. Mm-hmm.
That's right. But. Is that not on theme?
No, I'm just thinking. No, I was just thinking. There's it could be a connection there if you're into that.
So, is this a tribute to our fearless leader? Since we're covering butts, and he doesn't love anything more than some butt
well,
talk.
There is some of that. Sure, yeah. I mean it was on my radar. We have plenty of bits about the backside.
It's the butt stuff podcast.
Yes, it is.
Can we mention that he dialed into our staff meeting yesterday on Zoom?
Yeah, sure.
And we were so happy to hear from him. So I was so emotional.
Oh, really?
I was sobbing.
Oh, no.
Thank God I had those big, stupid glasses on because I was like, oh, my gosh. I just didn't expect to be. I just said I wasn't prepared to see his face. And then his voice is just a little bit hoarse, you know? And I was just like, oh my God, I can't keep it together.
No.
Yeah, so I was just
great.
I was just like smiling and tears are just streaming down my face.
That's so sweet.
Just because I was just really happy to see him.
My thing was it wasn't a feeling I've had for the last whatever month, but once I saw him, I'm like, damn it, I miss him.
I know, me too.
You hear his voice every single morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good Lord. I hear it all day. All day I hear it.
Yeah. But it's
editing
different.
The show, yeah.
Yeah, it's different. Even just like his presence, just being on that call. Like, I'm going to cry right now. We better do
And he pops
thing.
In the afternoon all the time. So, I mean, I'm listening to him. He pops
we
in.
We see him.
Yeah.
It was just, it was different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he'll be back soon. His heart's great. Everything's good. The only thing that's,
He had great, I mean, told us everything was going well. So I was just, he's just resting, like what you're supposed to be doing after, you know, something like that. So.
And I can tell he wants to be back here so bad, but I'm very glad that he's listening to his body and taking his time with it.
He is. He was just chill and so nice. And he made some Tom jokes, which made me feel better.
Yep.
You know, those are better than dad jokes, really.
Well, and that's everything is whenever I was like worried about him, then he'd be funny and I'd be like, we're good.
Yeah.
Dad's
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Exactly.
Well, let's get into our first bit before Jess starts crying. Very unprofessional. you know, Jennifer Lopez always seems to be in the news. Well, she once had a consumer product out there.
Ladies, has this ever happened to you? You're sitting in a theater when some 6'3" guy comes along and sits down right in front of you.
Damn it. Now I can't see the screen.
That can be pretty frustrating. But now, it doesn't have to be, thanks to the latest innovation from Frigamall Industries.
Here, sweetie, strap this on.
Will it help?
Sure, just sit down.
Well, okay, but Wow! I can see right over the top of his head.
That's right. Even the shortest woman will sit tall with Frigamall's new Jennifer Lopez Booster Ass. When you wear the Jennifer Lopez Booster Ass, it means you'll be sitting a full 14 inches higher than you were previously. Use it when you drive. Use it in the classroom. Use it whenever you want attention.
Hey, look at that chick over there. She must be 6 feet tall.
No, dude. She's only like 5'1". She's just wearing the Jennifer Lopez booster ass.
Ooh.
Everyone will sit up and take notice when you strap on your Jennifer Lopez booster ass. And not only does it dramatically boost your height when seated, it also provides a wonderful cushion when you know you're going to be sitting for long periods of time.
Oh, that was a lovely sermon, Reverend.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Johnson. Say, I couldn't help but notice you sat through both services and sermons and never even squirmed once. That's pretty unusual with these hard wooden pews. What's your secret?
It's no secret, Reverend Mulch. I'm just wearing my Jennifer Lopez booster ass.
Jesus H. Christ, that's some ass.
Isn't it time for you to get your own Jennifer Lopez booster ass from Frigamall Industries, the same company that brought you Paula Abdul Thunder Thighs? If you're not 100% satisfied with the Jennifer Lopez booster ass, Frigamall will refund your money. No ifs, ands, or buts. Because of a scientific condition known as the Weibull effect, women who have big asses already should not wear the Jennifer Lopez booster ass. From Frigamall Industries.
The Jennifer Lopez booster ass. If we did that now, if we wrote that bit now, would it be Kim Kardashian? Is she the go-to big-butted person nowadays?
I'd have to say so, probably, yeah.
And honestly, she's kind of been dominating that role for about 10 years now. So way to go, Kim K. Way to be the big butt girl for more than two or three. But also, Jennifer Lopez is back like she never left. Ben Affleck and J-Lo are back. She's back in the news again. She's been consistently hot and released incredible music for like 5 decades. So way to go, Jenny from the Block. My goodness.
Incredible? Is that what you want to use there?
Five. You don't like J-Lo?
She also does not allow eye contact.
You know what? She's only 50, people. So I shouldn't have said incredibly hot because that means I'm saying before she was 10. So maybe let's just go back, cut that out.
No, I mean the incredibly good music. I love her. I just don't know if music is her. I mean, being hot is definitely her thing.
I'm a big fan of J-Lo.
I like her.
At the beginning of quarantine, her and A-Rod had this thing. It was like an Instant Pot like bag thing.
Yeah.
Like Hello Fresh, but everything is in one bag, and then you pour it out into the Instant Pot. And it was her and A-Rod, and I got it for like 2 months.
Are you serious?
I had no clue why. I just for
did
some reason.
Did you use it?
Did I use it?
Yeah.
I used it for, I got like 10 of them. I used like 6 of them. I had to throw away 4 before I left. Which I felt bad about, but I never it wasn't that good. It was one of those, you know, when you like find something online, you're like, this is my new life. This is my new thing. How have I lived for 27 years without the Jennifer Lopez Instant Pot frozen bag? I was really, really excited about it. But yeah, she's in the business world now. She's killing it.
Yeah. And her and Benny are back together.
Man, I like hearing Mike Mark on that bit be a womanizer.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew he was such a scoundrel?
Yeah.
I don't know. Cookie as a priest is
Great. That's our engineer Cookie. And that to me, that's an iconic line. You know, what was it? That is some ass. Yes.
Jesus H.
That is some ass.
I would pay, I'd pay so much money to watch someone in the clergy say Jesus H. Christ. That would make me laugh just for weeks and weeks. I'd be fine.
People in the Catholic Church use it a lot. The
clergy. Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, to watch someone in the robes use the Lord's name in vain, I would get such a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's blasphemous to even say that. I'll back off a little bit.
No, it's fine.
And in the Outlander universe, Claire says Jesus H. Roosevelt Christ.
Oh, Roosevelt.
Throws in a Roosevelt.
Mm, okay.
Interesting.
That's new.
Mm-hmm. He was a good president.
Well, it was during the 1940s, so maybe that was more topical.
Hey, which one? FDR or Teddy? I'm a big Teddy guy. Get that New Deal out of here, you ask me.
So I'm wondering if this bit kind of predates ladies getting ass implants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it was all natural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like they would, you know, what they cut you open and stick things in there.
Oh, didn't Cardi B do that?
Cardi B's ass is very fake.
Is it? Okay.
Super fake. Mm. Yeah, I mean, everything on her is fake, I think she says. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, good for her, whatever. Mm. But, yeah, Kim K probably made it popular to get ass implants, right? I mean,
yeah, because people accused her of it. And then didn't one of the Kardashians take an x-ray on the show to prove that they didn't have implants or...
Yeah, but that's the thing is that they had implants taken out, and then they just started using their own fat and injected it in their butt. So oh, yeah. That's how they stay slim and keep that ass.
Alsman, I love how you're gonna use the Kardashian show as evidence to something was true.
Exactly.
They're trying to prove like we did not get implants. Like, yeah, you're doing waist training and trying to tell people it's a healthy thing to do. It is not, by the way. Not that anyone listening probably waist trains. Although if you do, good for you. Do whatever you want. Okay. I don't care.
I wear a Spanx shirt. Is that waist training?
No, I mean it's people like trying like
no, I have one, and it's Velcro, and you pull it as, it's a corset. You pull it as tight as you can.
Oh, I thought waist training was the little jiggly, you know, on the treadmill.
From the 40s?
Yeah.
It's really bad. It can be really bad for, like, your organs and
yeah,
stuff,
it's
though,
horrible
internally.
For you. Yeah, but it makes you sweat a lot, so you wear it when you're on the treadmill. I don't know.
Yeah, I think if you do it for a little bit, but, like, yeah. For 10 to 12 hours a day or something.
Oh, there's women that sleep in them every night, the whole thing. Yeah.
I only know about this because I used to follow the rapper Gucci Mane on Instagram.
Right.
And when he got out of prison, his girlfriend was selling some waist trainers.
Yes.
Yeah. That guy has a great Instagram, by the way. And he got out of jail, released like 5 records in 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of Gucci Mane over
here. Yeah, he's good.
The East Atlanta Santa. That's what they call it. He's got an ice cream cone tattooed in his face.
Lord. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, who wouldn't like that? So you know what, you guys? With the new 007 movie coming out, here is an appropriate tribute.
Coming soon from Bob and Tom Productions, the greatest James Bond film ever. This time, Bond is battling a foe like no other.
So, Doctor, how are things looking?
Well, the examination is nearly complete. However, I think additional tests will be required. Now, your name, please?
My name is Bond. James Bond. World-famous secret agent. And Doctor, I don't get sick.
Well, be that as it may, Mr. Bond, your symptoms are quite serious, and they will warrant further tests.
It's 007 James Bond as you've never seen him before.
If you would please now, remove your trousers and bend over.
What? I never remove my trousers unless there's a woman in the room, like Pushy Galore or Plenty O'Toole.
That is precisely the problem, Mr. Bond. I do not believe your current condition will allow you to function normally with a woman. This is the reason your lovers have been calling you 003 and a half behind your back.
What exactly is my current condition?
Well, I believe you have an enlarged prostate.
Really? I can't believe it. This is devastating.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Bond. Oh, you appear quite shaken by the news.
Yes, shaken, not stirred.
Bond is about to meet his worst enemy, a villain that all men fear.
Yeah, let's get on with it. Now, I must perform the actual prostate examination.
Wait, what's your name?
They call me Gloved Finger. Here we go, Mr. Bond. This might be a little uncomfortable.
Oh, please, Doctor. I've been shot, beaten, stabbed, thrown from a moving car, dropped from an airplane. I'm sure that anything you do...
Here we go!
Doctor, no!
Bend over, Mr. Bond. It's Dr. No! The man with the golden glove.
Yeah, sometimes these examinations can cause irritation and a slight rash. I suggest you use a little powder for relief.
Yeah, thank you, Doctor. I'll stop by the drugstore and pick up some Bond. Gold Bond.
From Bob and Tom Productions.
Gold Finger!
Glove Finger. So that does one of my favorite things you could do in comedy that this show does a lot in bits. And I'm going to start calling it whiteboard comedy.
Okay.
And that's when somebody is like, okay, we're doing a series of puns.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get a list of proctology exam words and a list of James Bond words.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to jam them together.
Yes.
And you get golden glove, you get glove finger, you get a bond. Gold Bond.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my favorite kind of weird referential comedy. I'm a big fan of it.
And Dr. No!
Yeah.
That's Salji there as Sean Connery. And if there's a German to be played.
Well, no, I mean, who is it? No, actually, that is, I don't know if you know this, but this is the guy who does Olympic moments in history. That's.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He was doing.
Yeah, an unnamed producer.
Yeah, I just wrote down German Dean.
Dean German, evil German Dean.
Yeah, and Davy Dugan.
Yeah, and Davy Dugan there. Yes,
there's a few of those voices on the show that you don't get to hear too often. Like, I love German Dean. Mm-hmm. I love Old Lady Christie, mm-hmm. who's also Southern. No, Country Christie mm-hmm. turns into Old Lady Christie.
Yeah,
and then Old Lady Christie has sort of a Southern flair to it, which I like.
Yes.
There's certain voices people do on this show that mm-hmm. I don't know if we're laughing because of the way they intended it, because of the way they're doing the impression, but mm-hmm. it's become something bigger than the impression itself.
Right. Like the Dickey right. Brothers.
The Dickey Brothers.
Oh my gosh, when Chick and Josh start going, whether it's the Dickey Brothers or even just Clarice and, oh my gosh. Dr. Lecter, I love it so much. Yeah.
And then we heard a new voice today from Chick that we hadn't heard before. The Blob? Is that what it was?
That was so weird.
Was that what it was, man?
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
You could help him and you could be the Blob Brothers.
Yeah.
I'll run it by him tomorrow. Christy's going to be doing a news story, and I'm just going to bring the show to the halt and go, hey, Chick, can you do that Blob thing? I got something I want to try.
Yeah. Hey, brother Blob.
Which I was just being silly. I have done transitions that bad on air before. I have just come to a screeching halt to be like, hey, what if I did a pun about coffee? And it's just a nothing joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of fun in that. 003.5. I'm a big fan of referential humor, and I love puns. And so mm-hmm. when you combine them both in the Venn diagram, I'm right in the middle of that. That's Willie G's tickle spot. That's what that is.
So do girls watch 007 movies?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's some. I don't.
Yeah.
I watched the one with Halle Berry. I was questioning my sexuality at that time. So
you know what? I think everybody watches Halle Berry questions their sexuality. We all got a lot to learn from that beautiful, beautiful woman.
Oh my God, she's gorgeous.
She mm-hmm. can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Halsman, you watch 007 movies? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the Sean Connery ones. Yeah. The Scottish Bond. And I enjoy the Daniel Craig.
See, I grew up, and the first ones that happened as I was a kid coming of age were the Roger Moore ones. So I'm like, this guy's...
Yeah.
James Bond.
Yes.
I didn't know there were prior Bonds. And then as you get older, everyone says, he was the worst one.
Yeah, see,
but Pierce, I thought he was still pretty good.
I grew up with Pierce Brosnan, I thought.
Yeah, exactly. So you think he's the only one.
I think
one. Right.
When you say Bond, that's the first one I think of.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm a Pierce Brosnan guy. And then I think that Casino Royale came out when I was like 14.
Okay.
So Daniel Craig hits that sweet spot for me. But yeah, Pierce Brosnan, for me, he's pretty far up there. He's great. Yeah.
Well, he's the GoldenEye game. So when you're playing like
Maybe
Nintendo 64,
what it is.
You're playing.
Did you play that game?
Oh, yeah. You got to get the golden gun.
Yeah.
Now, Donnie was really good at it because he knows where everyone respawns. And so he's just there waiting for you. I'm like, will you let me play the game, please?
Donnie's a damn camper.
He is so good at all video games, but he's not a dick about it because he lets people play. But if you start getting really cocky, he will just be like, all right, and let go. You know what I mean?
I like that. That's how I would be, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you cross me, it's over.
Yeah, right. I think that you're right. It's the Bond video game that I identify with way more than in the movie series, for sure. Yeah.
That game, GoldenEye on N64, mm-hmm. was so popular.
Oh, my gosh. We played it all the time.
So much fun.
What was the last one? It was pretty good. And Chick is right, though. The end of it turns into Home Alone.
Skyfall?
Yeah, Skyfall, I think it was. They booby trap a cabin kind of thing. And it was pretty kind of weird.
Yeah.
I never saw it. I just only know about that because this show and how everyone talks about that damn Adele song.
Yes.
And they play it over and over again, and then Chick sings over it. So it's great that you didn't know the name of the movie you'd seen, but I knew about it.
Yes, exactly. Because
of Chick McGee ripping on Adele.
That was a good tag team, though.
Spectre was the last one after Skyfall, though.
Yeah.
Woo, so, I was wrong.
but Skyfall is beautiful.
Skyfall is the one we're referring to, though, yes. Not Spectre. Spectre is probably maybe has less Home Alone. I don't know.
I love that when a movie turns into a kid's movie. I saw 9 Days, that movie that Chick wanted me to see for forever, and it's great. Did you see it, Jess?
No.
Oh, I went with my mom, and we cried.
I think he actually told me you cannot go see this.
It's incredible. It's very emotional.
Yeah.
It's a little bit odd, but part of me was having a lot of fun watching it, and there was another part of me going, This is kind of the plot to Disney Pixar's Soul. I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of that happening within there.
Okay.
It's not exactly the same thing by any means.
Right.
But just halfway through, I got distracted because I was thinking of, you know, Tina Fey's voice in the back of my head, Jamie Foxx's voice in the back of my head.
Yeah, that's the vibe, though. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's good. I loved it. And Tony Hale from Arrested Development.
Oh, Tony.
Kills in it.
Tony. Did your mom like it?
Monster.
Loved it. That he Forky? Huh? He was Forky in Toy Story 4.
He is.
I'm sorry, I saw the Arrested Development. I thought he said he was.
Yeah. Anyway, he has a line similar to that. But yes, you're doing that.
He's the greatest. If you have kids,
he's the best.
If you have kids, there's a show on Disney Plus called The Mysterious Benedict Society, and my sister got into it, so I had to watch it with her, and I was like, oh, gotta watch this dumb kid show. And Tony Hale has two parts in it, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And the way they shot it, it looks like a Wes Anderson movie. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Very cool.
I love a kid show that goes above and beyond. Similar. Pixar's Soul went above and beyond. Made me cry a little bit.
It was good. It was good.
Dude, I am 0-2 for going to movies with my mom and crying.
What was the one before?
It sounds like you're 2-2.
The one before that was, no, it's not a win, Jason. Oh, it's not a win.
Sorry.
Crying with your mother when you're 28 is not a W, my friend. You mark that down in the L column. The one before that was Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
And it was me, my mom, and my grandma. None of us stood a damn chance in that theater.
Yeah.
I got to go watch a tough movie like the Transformers to get a little manly shit.
Yeah, like your mom wants to go, by the way.
You want to mark that down? I said the S word. Very sorry. I was worried about looking like a real man on the radio, on the podcast. Hey, we got one. Everybody's got one, so we did a song about it.
There's something that I'd really like to say. I'm glad that we're together every day. I wanted you to know I've always got your back, and I'll be right here behind you all the way. I'm your butt crack. I'm your butt crack. Between your buns is where I'll always be. I'm soaking up the shade down where the fudge is made. I'm your butt crack, that's me. A butt crack comes in handy, I'm not kidding. I do my best to keep your sphincter hidden. Sorry about those skid marks in your BBDs. Last night you ate burritos. Too bad you had to sneeze. I'm your butt crack. I'm your butt crack. That pungent part of your anatomy. Something everybody's got. Some are hairy, some are not. I'm your butt crack. That's me. Sun don't shine.
The gap in your gluteus maximus.
That's the bottom line. I'm your butt crack. I'm your butt crack. I could use a change of scenery. I'm the crevice in your tail. I'd be popular in jail. I'm your butt crack. That's me. Life sure is sweet in the middle of your seat.
Another example, the production is way better than the content. Oh my goodness, the butt cracks on.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It's wonderful.
That arrangement is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Whose voice is that? Do you know?
I don't know.
He has a beautiful voice.
Do you know what it sounds like to me?
Yeah.
And I know it's not this, but it sounds like Bob Kavoyan when he was 20 years old. Does that make
sure,
sense?
Sure, I can see that. Yeah.
Sort of just a little more childish, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like Bob, like when he was 12, he had whatever voice. And then when he turned 13, he has the voice he has now.
Yes.
That, in my mind, that's, I don't
instantly
know if I can
had a mustache.
Instantly
yes. Just poof, pops and overnight. Just,
yes. That's
the
mustache.
And the hat just comes out of the head, the skull. Yes. Like.
Yeah, it grew out like a chia patch. The hat just came in one
that'd
day.
That'd be amazing.
But yeah, that is my favorite thing the show does, when we take something really silly and dumb, something that should barely be a song and an acoustic guitar at like a summer campfire to make people laugh, and we overproduce, we just overproduce it to the nth degree. I love that so much.
But that's why the show is so good,
no,
right?
Exactly.
That's why, I mean, for sure, listening at a young age and singing about all this silly stuff, and you can get away with singing about butt cracks and whatnot.
The butt crack song definitely got me in trouble on the playground a time or two.
Had to have, yeah. Because
It's so catchy, so you're, I'm a butt crack. You're walking around in the hallway, You're forgetting that you're singing the butt crack song, and the teacher gets you in trouble.
Yeah, and it's in a range that you could sing well, like even if you're not that great of a singer. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's definitely
you
could just, singable.
Yeah, very singable.
And like the other day, Josh was talking about how he'll do this sing hum combo when he walks through the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's a great song to do the I'm your butt crack ba da ba.
Yeah.
You're doing the horns.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. Just a little bit of fun. And then the background singers, he's your butt crack. Hey, can you guys really hit the T in butt? I'm not hearing the T in butt crack.
Oh,
can you
gosh.
Make sure you nail that for me?
I honestly, for 30 years now, I feel like Tom, that's part of one little thing Tom always giggles about. What can I get them to sing?
Right.
Because if we had a super cut of all the crazy stuff they've sang,
Could you imagine?
It would be, you know, unreal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's fun. You'll see it here. You'll see Family Guy does a lot of stuff like that.
Yes.
Where it's just overproduction for really silly stuff.
Yeah. This song when we were listening reminded me of something. I've always referred to my kids as two things. It really is a term of endearment at our house. Hellcats. I've always called them the Hellcats. I don't know why.
Like little cats that came from hell?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Exactly.
It sounds like a biker gang.
I was thinking animated series.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if it is.
Yeah, it could be. But Hellcats, but I also call them butt sniffers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Butt sniffers.
I got that one as a kid growing up, too.
Yeah.
What's the origin of that?
Of butt sniffers?
Yeah.
That's something my brother and I used to say to each other all the time. And so, but it's like, hey, butt sniffers, we're leaving in 5 minutes. Be ready. Stuff like that. Yeah.
I think what's so funny about butt, when you're a kid, before you learn the cuss words, butt is sort of your go-to cuss word.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're not allowed to, people make you say, you know, backside or your bottom, and butt.
Or your biscuits, that's a new one, or your pockets, like you can't say things. Like
people say
weird.
Biscuits?
And pockets?
That's something we say at our house.
Grab them in the biscuits.
Sit on your biscuits. If I have two nieces and they're up during dinner or whatever, I'm like, park your biscuits. And yeah, they sit down.
Well, what's the song? Grab them in the biscuits.
There's a song called.
Yeah,
that?
The little rap song. It was a one.
Buttermilk biscuits.
No, the Digital Underground.
Slap the batter on the dough.
Something. Grab them in the biscuits.
Yeah.
But also similar to that area is one of my favorite terms.
Uh oh.
Get ready.
Okay, I'm so nervous.
Whisker biscuits.
I've never heard this.
You've never heard that?
Oh, whisker biscuits is great.
No, it's singular.
Oh, whisker biscuit.
Like,
only that side of the room has a whisker biscuit.
Yes, this is the whisker biscuit side of the room.
Oh,
it's our front butt.
Oh, I don't get why it's called that, I guess, is my question.
Think of a biscuit.
I know
with whiskers.
Like whiskers.
With a whisker.
Biscuit, then.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. You're 28. Girls don't have whiskers down there.
Yeah. Whiskers?
Well, I mean, it's just another word for.
Okay. So biscuits flat are like this.
Right.
You know, but a biscuit sideways.
Okay.
It's like a southern taco. Like,
okay.
Right? It's
right. That's a fantastic way to put it.
Okay. Yes. So we used to call biscuits like farts.
Oh, like an air biscuit.
Air biscuit. I heard that more. I've never heard biscuit as a butt or a front.
Biscuit is very versatile. Okay. Yeah. You can do a lot with a biscuit.
I can't eat them anymore. I don't eat no biscuits.
I just made biscuits this weekend. So good. Oh, some gravy.
Was it flaky?
It was real flaky.
Oh, my God. I love biscuits.
No. Willie's like, all right, biscuit.
Oh,
well,
we're back now. I'm just always hungry. I don't know what it is.
It took us about 30 minutes, but we finally got to talking food, Willie.
Talk to you damn lunatics all morning. Now I'm hungry over here.
You know what, though? Back to my nieces. One of them is 4 years old, and we all got on a plane and went on a trip before COVID. And she said butthole in front of all of us at the concourse. We're sitting there and we all lost it.
In what context? Like, how did she say it? How did she use it?
She may have called my son a butthole.
She
like
said, he Max, you're being a
yeah. No, she just looked at it, she was like butthole. Just looked at him, right?
Sure, sure.
And I think she was just testing the waters. And my sister looks at me and she was like, "This is her new favorite word. Please don't react." Well, we all laugh hysterically. Yeah. She's running up and down the aisles of the airport. Butthole, butthole.
Oh my God. I love that kid.
Yes. It entertained us until we got on our flight. Yeah.
I do that constantly when I'm hanging out with the little girls and they say something that they shouldn't say, and then I crack up laughing. And just people begging me, please stop laughing. You're just encouraging them. And I go, I can't. I'm not the person to be in this room right now. They're making me laugh a little too much.
Yeah.
Also, Jess, when you said sit on your biscuits, that sounds like some weird fetish. So, yeah, she sits on biscuits.
Oh, well, here's the thing. I'm guessing there's an Only fan page that's called Sit on Your Biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Buttermilks and Butterface or something. I don't know what you could call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole opportunity that you can have there.
Yeah.
Crack her barrel.
Oh, biscuits. Look at that. Line of the day, all.
That's nice.
Does that count as a pun?
Kind of,
did I finally make one?
That's like better than a pun.
You did a great job.
The Humpty Dance. That's where grab him in the biscuits is in
he
there.
He says grab him in the biscuits?
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that part. There was another one that was called Buttermilk Biscuits that was a one-off, and it was, there's a whole...
That's the name of the song?
Yes, Buttermilk Biscuits.
Sure. What is that? How does the chorus go?
Like, make the batter, slap the dough, clap your hands and stomp your feet, move your butt to the boogie beat, something like that.
Wow. It's working.
Yup, Buttermilk Biscuits.
Oh, wow.
That was really good.
That's how I remember it. I don't think it's even close, but
it works.
Well, I think that you just gave us, your take on a hip-hop song. So now Frank Caliendo is going to give his quick take on a classic hip-hop song.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Mm-hmm. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itsy-bitsy waist, and a round thing on your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough, because you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you. Take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but with that butt, you got makes me so horny.
My favorite part of that bit is you hear Ace laughing off mic.
Yeah. Mm.
His mic must have been turned off.
Well, I think, honestly, Al Jackson was on the call with him.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes. I think that might be a little bit of Al Jackson in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So funny. So weird.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick side note. A kid from my high school did a Morgan Freeman impression on YouTube in like the early YouTube days and like totally went viral before the expression going viral was a thing. And it was just so odd. This like 17-year-old, prep school kid. Mm-hmm. It was a similar bit. It was Morgan Freeman reading inappropriate whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's. I'm a big fan of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep imagining him going, the longest night of his life.
Yeah.
And Tom likes making someone use an impression to, it's sort of like a dance for me, please.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
This court jester.
In improv, they call that pimping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
If you knew that I knew the numbers and Lost, and you made a Lost joke just for me to go 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42, that would be considered pimping.
Is that real?
Yeah. It happens constantly.
No, I mean you knowing the numbers to Lost?
Yeah. 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
Okay.
I like Lost a lot. It's a really good show. And you know what? I just got Lost the board game off eBay.
Oh, my God.
So if you guys want to come over, maybe we can have a little podcast weekend.
Okay.
I'll make some guacamole. Yeah, she's got the idea. Get the tabletop, and we'll play a little bit of Lost the board game.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Does the game end better than the series did?
I haven't seen the series.
You haven't seen it?
I know what happens, I think, at the end.
Tom always complains that the ending was bad.
The final episode isn't great. They didn't really stick the landing, I would say.
Okay, all right.
I've seen this show about 3.5 times, and I'm not even really sure what's happening at the end.
Right.
It gets a little, like, they're at the island, and they're in the future, but then they all just walk into a church, and they're in the present, and a guy that was dead wasn't dead anymore, and then Hurley. You know what? I gotta. This might be a thing. I might give this to Oskay and have him edit it down. This is the craziest thing that I've ever done. This is okay. Moment of just manic behavior.
No, you're fine.
My final trimester at college was all online. My okay. final trimester of grad school, we did three okay. instead of two.
For sure.
One class I had to take was pitching, and that's about if you're pitching a TV show or a movie to a producer and how you do that. And for one of the assignments, we had to pitch a reboot of an old show.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of reboots happening right
sure.
now. And I happened to get lost. I got lost as my show, and so I had to do a 15-minute pitch for a new Lost series. And I didn't plan for it at all. I just clicked record and I let it go for 15 minutes. And it's me talking like a maniac.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they were off the island, but they're on the island. And then Hurley, remember when Hurley goes, hey, it was good being your number two on the island. That is where we start. And then at one point I like stand up and I have the van they find in the woods.
Yeah.
I have that van, like a little scaled version of it, like a little toy. And so I stand up and it was like in like a high storage place. I'm like climbing on my chair and I grab it. I don't know how I did well in this class. I think they were being nice because it was COVID.
Mm-hmm.
He should have sent me to a mental institution. It's so insane.
You showed passion. And when you pitch, yes. you have to believe in your product, no matter how bad it may be. That's why a lot of shows probably start and then never really go anywhere after that. You just got to believe in it. If you sold it, that's all that matters.
I bet you got an A on that.
If I was in a real room with those people, they would have thought that I was stuck by a bus station in 2009. they would have thought that I got lost in some crazy time warp because I was all the way in. It was insane. And you know what I had? Remember my crappy little quarantine mustache? Do you guys remember that from my Zooms at all?
Burned in my brain.
I've got my weird mustache. I'm pretty sure I was like 292 pounds at that point. I'm carrying around some extra weight. Oh, it's. I tried watching it the other day. It's completely insane.
Can you just at least find a screenshot of it, like 5 to 10 minutes into it?
Yes.
Okay. And just post on Twitter or something.
Yeah. I will do that. I can find it during this next bit.
Just give us a screenshot. Yeah. That's all we need that speaks of how the whole thing went.
Are you going to look crazy like, was it Charlie on Always Sunny in Philadelphia when he's just like looking at the board?
Exactly.
Well, speaking of Charlie, in Charlie from Lost, there's one point when I go, and then, you know, Charlie holds up his hand, not Penny's boat. Like, I'm doing these weird, it's the nuttiest thing that I've ever recorded. And it's pure passion.
Right.
But it's not passion, like, well thought out.
That's passion.
That's the best. Yeah.
It's the ramblings of a lunatic.
That's good.
It's real.
It's good.
Yeah, man. I get really passionate and really crazy when I talk about that show. Great show.
Hey, okay. I'm going to touch base on this real quick. Otherwise, we're going to have 1,000 messages from people going, it's Sir Mix-a-Lot. Buttermilk Biscuits by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wasn't the song that Frank read as Morgan Freeman also by Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Yes, it is.
Gosh.
Sir loves booty a lot.
And this one is actually strictly biscuit talk. There's not a lot of booty talk.
Oh, okay. So maybe he just likes buttermilk biscuits.
Yeah.
I would love that if he wrote a rap song and it was just about food, but people thought that it was about asses.
Sounds like it's what it was.
What about Greasy Fry Bread? If you're watching Reservation Dogs.
From Reservation Dogs?
Greasy Fry Bread. Oh, my God. I love it. That show
is damn lovely.
Is it?
It's a bunch of kids that live on this Indian reservation, essentially. I could be getting all the words wrong, and I apologize if that's whatever. It's so good. It's produced by Taika Waititi. It's just really good and really fun.
And it's called Reservation Dogs?
Yeah. You've recommended it before, I believe. Yeah. So,
and it's kids about Max's age.
Is it Hulu?
Really?
It's on Hulu. It's on FX, and then it's on Hulu, too.
I've seen it on the Hulu preview, but I just started watching Sopranos.
Oh, you did?
From the beginning. I've seen a lot of episodes, but I'm watching it front to end, and we're going to see how this goes.
I am so ready for you to get into a cured meat phase. In like 3 weeks, you're going to walk in here like, Willie, I bought 3 pounds of prosciutto. I can't eat all this.
I know. And you know what? It's and I made the pasta salad the other day.
You did yesterday.
So I was eating pasta salad and watching Sopranos. Lord. But here's the fun part. So I'm watching. It's a couple in. Jackie is not dead yet. He's about to die.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm only on episode one.
Oh, no.
No, you know.
I've got to catch up,
too. You know that this is, but Tony brings in a nurse but she's not a nurse. Mm-hmm. She's a dancer. Mm-hmm. And it's the part before you really know that she's a dancer. And Max comes in and he's standing there and he's eating beef jerky. He goes, this is a great part. And then her boobs pop out. And hilarious. I was like, you're a creep. Get out of here.
No. Yes. Wait, really quick. My buddy Colin Unger has this new joke where it's basically just that. Yeah. It's about him going to see a movie with his dad and something sexy happening on screen.
Yeah.
And just his punchline is, the only thing weirder than acting weird about it is just turning to your dad and going, I'm really glad we're doing this together. Colin, I'm going to Venmo you $20 for letting me do that on the podcast. Thank you, my friend.
Now, just yesterday, Jess, you were asking me about a line. You couldn't remember where you got it from, but you were channeling kind of a New Jersey accent.
Do you want me to do it?
Yes.
Can I do it?
Just do it, yeah.
Because it is. It's on topic for this podcast.
Did you remember where you got it from?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a line from 21 Jump
That's
Street.
That's it, right.
And Jeff and Jason were in Jason's office talking, and I could hear them talking. And so I walk in there, and I said, are you two in here finger-popping each other's assholes?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
A classic.
And yes, and that's from 21 Jump Street. But I couldn't remember, and I just kept going, finger-popping each other's assholes.
But like, I love her accent when she's done it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's nuts behavior for sure.
Yeah. And then proceeded to walk around the entire office going, do you guys know what finger-popping each other's assholes?
Dude, that's in the hallways of this office. Like, sometimes I'll just like walk around after a break and like paddle if sing a song.
Yeah,
and I'll just be like, oh, small penis going for a walk, like whatever the fake song I'm singing
yep.
is.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll like come around the corner and be like, oh, hey, Eddie. And I'm like, man, I'm so glad that I work here.
Oh,
I know.
Because if I worked, you know, just in some office somewhere mm-hmm. and I was singing the small penis going for a walk song,
yep.
that's a guaranteed talk to HR right there.
Oh, I guarantee.
Oh my gosh. Well, the another butt story of behind the scenes here. Oscar was writing something for someone here on the show, and I mean like a character. It may have been a Donnie Baker mm-hmm. bit or something like
sure,
that,
yeah.
and or a Dick Hitswater,
yeah.
and he said, just yells out of his office, "What's another word for butthole?" And I said, "Balloon knot." He goes, perfect. That was it. Yeah.
Gotta love teamwork.
You know, just Hooker and I would just be inappropriate with each other. Not like in a terrible way, but
yes.
we just, the terrible things we say, mm-hmm. just knowing we can get away with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can't go work anywhere else.
No.
We would be fired.
It's a true display of how close you are with someone that you can say the worst things humanly possible.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, good.
Giggle,
to see you.
Move on.
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly.
Yes.
They're being silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, this one hurts my feelings a little bit. Makes me feel a little uneasy. It says, looking to quit smoking, he said as he itched himself. Well, this oddity is for you.
And now a word from Bob and Tom Laboratories.
I've tried the patch. I've tried nicotine gum. I've even tried hypnosis. But I still can't stop smoking. Isn't there anything out there that can really help me quit?
Haha, you bet there is. Introducing the smoking cessation sensation. The first device that guarantees you'll never smoke again. It looks like an ordinary cigarette butt, except for the discreet 12-foot power cord. Just plug it into any standard electrical outlet, and our patented voltage delivery system provides a powerful smoking deterrent.
Wow, an artificial cigarette butt that you plug into the wall. What do you call it?
We call it the butt plug.
Hey there, smoker, you've got a hacking cough. Get a butt plug will get you off.
The butt plug.
That's right.
Gee, I never heard of it.
Want to give it a try?
No. Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Okay, then. First, put the cigarette butt between your lips.
Okay.
Then, I'm going to count to three and plug the other end into this outlet.
Hang on a minute.
Are you ready for the thrilling butt plug sensation? One.
I don't know about this.
Two.
Hang on, I changed my mind.
Three.
No,
there. Isn't that great?
Oh, God.
Your hair may be smoking, uh-huh. but you're not.
Uh-huh. Oh, you crazy son of a bitch, you burn my mouth.
Don't worry. The butt plug is multi-orifice friendly.
Orifice?
Here, sure. Let me just give this a little shove and one, two, three.
Oh. Oh.
Well, what do you think?
I think I need a cigarette.
No.
The Butt Plug from Bob and Tom Laboratories. Oh, the Butt Plug is dishwasher safe and comes with a lovely vinyl carrying case. Oh. Don't leave home without your Butt Plug.
Get a Butt Plug. Butt Plug will get you off.
Incredible. If you guys are ready for a little bit of a peek behind the curtain, I just learned the tag in that, after he receives the butt plug, it he goes, I think I need a cigarette.
Yes.
I never understood why that was so funny, and now I totally get it. Because after a romp, you might like a cigarette, and yes. Also, it's a quit smoking device, and then he wants a cigarette. Yes. Funny for two reasons, not bad at all.
And I think the other day during a commercial, were we talking about butt plugs? Do you remember this?
Yeah, we were.
And then I was like, what? And
you didn't know what they were.
I knew what they were. I didn't know the shape, but somebody had made, I don't know. I think that eventually it was explained to me that it looks like spades.
Well, not really the thing. So, yeah, the bottom part always has the sort of this thing, and then it gets skinnier, and then it gets wider again. By the way, I'm not any expert on this by any means. I don't know what I'm talking about, really. No, and then it comes out, and then you can have all kinds of shapes on there. You can have a little diamond on the outside, or a little, you know, Harry Potter glasses with a scar on there, if that's your kind of thing.
And this was like almost a whole commercial break of everybody explaining different butt plugs to me. And then right before we went back, somebody goes, the butthole's a vacuum, you know.
That's my favorite thing about this show is sometimes you're having an off-air conversation. The butthole's a vacuum now. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy, what's the weather like today? Yeah. And you just have to drop everything.
Uh-huh. Well, and I think that's a line from Chick, and he doesn't say butthole in the air, but
he'll
say that part back there is kind of a vacuum. Yeah. And he's said that for years that people out there are telling other people.
I know.
And I assume it's somewhat correct, but there could be some misinformation coming from the show now and then.
No, it's all scientific.
You're right.
It's historical. It is all factual. Everything.
What did Chick say this morning? The Bob and Tom Show does two things. One, educates the people.
Right.
Two, tells the people where Josh Arnold is performing.
By the way, he'll be in Alexandria this weekend.
Yes, he will.
As they call it locally, Alec.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
What?
That's right.
That's lame.
Well, suck it.
Yeah. See, that's that damn playground mentality coming out, Alzi.
When I can't, you know, use real words to fight it, I just call you names.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Hilarious.
That is my.
I'm just sick of this butt talk.
Yeah. Well,
it's an exit only.
That was a Christy thing.
Oh my gosh, I love when Christy does her.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. Is this anything? It's a sports center, but it's about butts, and it goes,
Wow.
That's pretty funny, right?
Yeah, that could be.
Welcome back to sports.
Actually, ooh.
What do you have?
It's kind of the opposite. I feel like if you hear that, da-na-na, da-na-na, it means like you're getting ready to make the play and score.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to,
she's
don't.
Saying no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I feel like a guy would be doing it the opposite way, like, yeah, I did it.
I think this was just from maybe early this week.
What do you got?
Here we go.
Oh, I didn't rip ass on the air.
That was one of my prouder moments. I'm going to tear up here. That was my prouder moments in this room.
Yes.
Because either me or Josh started saying rip ass.
Yes.
Because Josh farted in the hallway. No big deal. But he didn't do the cutoff move. It's a sign of respect, the cutoff move. And then eventually we, mustered up the courage to get Christy to say rip ass, and you guys, my goodness, we did it. Mission accomplished.
And rip ass, I mean, in far's terms, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
You bet your sweet ass I ripped ass.
Yeah.
Full circle.
I like it. Now I know that I'm going to spend the rest of the day thinking about things that pertain to the butt.
Butt and booty.
Ass might be the most versatile cuss word there is.
Mm-hmm. Well...
Ooh. I think the F-bomb.
I'm going to go with
there's a whole
on
video
one.
On that one.
Bobby Knight does a whole little synopsis on that.
But there's not, you can't really call someone that. I mean, there's not, I guess there's MF.
You want me to show you?
Yeah.
You fucking face, you.
Oh, God. All right. Thank you so much for listening to the Bits and Pieces podcast. We're here every other week. Check us out wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. We will see you next time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.